guest star, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, is going to conduct your hearing at this time, so just hold on to the phone, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Can you, would you please state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Oscar Saldana, July
16, 1978. I need your ADC number, sir.
319-608.
Okay, Mr. Saldana, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing this morning. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'm going to be your hearing lead this morning. Also with us, representing the Department of Correction, as well as the parole officer, is Mr. Osborne, sir. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir? Mr. Saldana?
Yeah?
Prior to your hearing today, sir, you received and you signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
I can't really hear you.
Okay, sir. On January 16th of 2019, you signed a form that notified you that you were going to have this hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
On that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself, sir?
No, I'm representing myself.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Osborne in, sir. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God and do me so affirm?
Yes.
Sir, I do, and I'd also like to note that Mr. Saldana has received a new felony conviction for a marijuana violation and has been sentenced to 1 year and 3 months. His next community supervision date is October 16th of 2019.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Osborne. All right, now, Mr. Saldana, we see that you have received another charge. I'm going to go through some information with you here on the warrant, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you got one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false, okay?
Okay.
The allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number one, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within 1 working day after your release on or about November 13, 2018, says that the defendant's whereabouts are unknown, thus he was absconded from supervision. Mr. Saldana, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, so based on the admission, Mr. Saldana, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or incompetent. I'm going to further move to revoke his community supervision on those bases, since he did receive another felony and his release time has been changed to October 16th of 2019. That is going to be my motion at this time.
I'll second.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Saldana, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright. Mr. Saldana? Sir?
Yeah?
Okay, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision based on the information in the warrant and the fact that you did receive another felony and received a sentence of one year, 3 months. It has had a release date of October 16th of 2019, okay?
Okay.
All right. So that's going to conclude your hearing at this time. I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for participating in your hearing this morning, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.